Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, do you find it hard to put yourself on the list? Do you get to the end of your day and you're like, yeah, right, I cannot possibly think about doing something for myself? Does that sound like you? Well, I have the t-shirt. I have been to that parade so many times. And we're going to talk today about four things that have helped me be able to put self-care on my list. So self-care tips for busy moms, and I might add busy dads too, okay? Number one, what has helped me? Visualize the consequences, okay? If you are thinking, I need to put myself on the list, but I just don't know how, I don't have time, think about what it's gonna cost you if you don't figure out how to put yourself on the list. Sit in that a minute. I want you to really think about that for a second. If you continue in the same trajectory, how are you going to feel in a week? How are you going to feel in 2 weeks? Run down, out of gas, not taking care of yourself, eating your feelings maybe. Hey, I am the first to say I've done that. 6 months from now. A year, 2 years, 5 years. Think about it. What are the consequences of you not putting yourself on the list? That for me is huge. To sit there and think, I don't want to be that future version of myself that doesn't put herself on the list. The next thing, step one, is visualize the good consequences. Okay, think, okay, this is a powwow we're having, all right? This is for you to decide, can you find the time? Can you make it work? Again, stop, visualize what it's going to look like if you don't put yourself on the list, and then visualize what it is going to feel like when you do put yourself on the list. How are you going to feel when you know at the end of the night that you've carved out time to do something that you enjoy, that fills your cup? How are you going to feel in a week if you consistently do that? How are your boundaries going to feel with your relationships and your relationships with your kids when you take that time to invest in yourself? A month, a couple months. You are rocking it. And in 6 months, you have committed yourself to consistently put yourself on the list. Visualize, like, how are you feeling? A year, 5 years down the road. Girl, you are 5 years down the road and you are taking care of yourself. You are on your list and you feel good. You look good. Think about that. Think about the consequence that you want and think about the consequence that you don't want. And that for me is powerful. I found to being a caregiver for a spouse that was in and out of the hospital with bone cancer treatments, experimental chemos, you know, either preparing for a surgery or repairing from a surgery, I found I was last on my list. And I was depressed, I was miserable, and I knew something had to change. Because the trajectory of my life for a year of eating my feelings left me so unhappy. And so that is number one, visualize your consequences. Two, prioritize you. Prioritize you. Like, you have to say you have to take your kid to soccer practice. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you get to soccer practice, okay? Take that same commitment and put it towards your self-care. It's non-negotiable. Like, You do it. It is not in pencil, like, oh, maybe, today was too busy. I just couldn't erase it with my faded marker, erase it with my pencil. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, no, you prioritize you. You schedule it. You are your number one commitment. Prioritize you. If you do that, if you view that time as this sacred space that it doesn't matter what goes on around it, like that is protected, and you can label that out and you can figure out, is that in the morning for you? Is that in the night for you? Is that, I mean, I love it when the kids go to bed at night and it is silent and I'm just like, oh, like what is self-care to you? And think about it. A lot of people think, oh, it's just working out. Well, no. And on my website, CamilleBauer.com, I'm going to be putting down this week, go check it out, tips for you of things that you can do to practice self-care that isn't just sweating it out at the gym or at your house. So prioritize you. That space is sacred. You don't flake on yourself. And when you do that, you show your kids that it's important for them to take care of themselves too. I mean, I have great pride in the fact that, you know, I have been consistent. And cute Wyatt, my 10-year-old, said to me not too long ago, like, Mom, you're really teaching me that I need to just work out and take care of my body, you know? And I'm just like, awesome, dude. Like, no matter what, they watch us. So we have got to prioritize ourselves. We have to. Number three, and this is the catalyst to the magic for everything, is changing our thoughts about it, all right? If you were like, oh, man, I have to put myself on the list. I hate it. I hate to eat healthy. I hate to work out. There's no way I can find the time to do it. You're right. If you think you can, or you think you can't, the answer is in your mind. Like, you are the architect of your future. Your thoughts will determine your actions, and your actions then are habits, right? So if your thoughts, and I find myself, and I have to tell myself even this morning, it's like, okay, I have to work out. Okay, I have to do this. No, change it. I have been flipping that have, because let's be honest, like, we have to do a lot of crap in our lives, right? As parents, like, there's stuff we just have to do, and it's gets exhausting. So to view our self-care as a have to, that makes instantly our mind go, another thing I have to do? Really? So for me, I have been changing the word have into I get to. I'm blessed to. I'm lucky to. When I have been on the forefront of seeing somebody with a terminal illness and physical disabilities, it's changed my perspective in my life. Of sitting on the couch and wanting to just watch a movie and not be productive versus working out, for me, self-care, huge, is being grateful that I do have a body that can do it. And even this morning, is that, I have to work out. It's like, no. You get to work out. Like, you have a body that's healthy enough to do it. And let me tell you, somebody out there is wishing, is dreaming, is hoping to have what you have right now. And how are you showing your gratitude for your body that gets up, that breathes, that works for you every day? Because guarantee there is somebody in a hospital bed somewhere dreaming of the opportunity to be able to sweat and work out or paint or do whatever it is that is self-care for you. Like, take the time for yourself and guard that space. Like, you've got to do it. And you get to do it. Let's flip the switch on our thoughts, because number three is powerful, right? What you water grows. And if you're watering weeds, you're going to be growing weeds. Like, so start watering the stuff that really matters, which is your thoughts and your perspective and the way you view what you need to do. And for me, I get to. That was a word. So try that. Try that hack. Change instead of I have to I get. All right? You get to take care of yourself. You're blessed to take care of yourself. Eckhart Tolle had a great quote, and he says, the primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. It's not the situation that's making you unhappy. It's your thoughts about the situation. It's your thoughts about the self-care. Four, pray. Okay? For me, I was in the depths of despair, misery, depression. I hated myself. I was 30 pounds overweight. And I realized, like, I had to put myself in God's mercy. For me, I went to my knees and I prayed, like, I don't want to feel this dark. I don't want to feel miserable. I don't want to feel unhappy. What can I do? And the answer to me was workout. And the answer for you might be completely different. But that's why number four is huge. It is praying. God cares about you. God knows you. God knows what's going to help you, and he's going to be able to make it work. He's going to help give you the strength and help you figure it out. And I'm telling you, when I went to my knees and then I reached out to a friend, which was my husband at that time, I reached out to Clint and said, hey, these are the answers that God gave me. It's just work out X amount of days a week. And he was like, yeah, I support you. So when you pray, when you get that answer, confide in a buddy, and you will be able to, if they're a good friend, and you should only keep good people around you like this, if they're going to be cheerleaders for you and cheer you on and give you the support network, that's huge. For me, I reached out to my girlfriends and was like, hey, get your butt with me to the exercise class. I'm going to pick you up. You know, so getting people to join you in your crusade of self-care is huge. So pray, go to God. And if you're scared and you don't think you have the strength to do it, there's no way you could possibly squeeze it in your day. Let me tell you, God will give you the inspiration. He'll give you the ideas. He cares about you. Like, he wants you to be happy and feel fulfilled. Just like we talked about in step one, like, he wants you to have those good consequences. And in Isaiah, the good book, chapter 41, verse 10, it says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So if you don't have the strength, if you don't have the energy, if you don't know where to start, God does. And turn to your knees and pray to him and pour out your heart. And whatever that looks like for you, as far as divinity goes, for me, that's a Heavenly Father that I know is caring for me, for my Savior, Jesus Christ, that I know knows how I feel. Being able to get on my knees and talk to them and tell them my problems, and listen and for those thoughts in my mind, and then writing them down and acting on it. That has helped me so much in my life, from a really difficult, you know, remarriage and relationship that was not ideal, to divorce, to being a single parent right now, actually a solo parent, right? The only parent. It gets overwhelming. And I just have to think, like, God is there for me and he cares for me and he'll help me accomplish the things that are in my life. And he will help you accomplish what you want to accomplish. He knows you're tired. He knows it's hard, and he will help you if you turn to him and if you invite him, because he's not going to push himself into your life like some nosy mother-in-law, okay? Like, he will show up if you invite him. And the times in my life where I have invited him have gone so much smoother in my comfort level and my peace than when I just try to shoulder it all alone. So remember, if you are struggling to find self-care and you don't even know where to start, remember my four tips. And if you need extra TLC, check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I do free discovery calls, hop on a call, and I could be your coach and help you through getting yourself back on track to putting yourself on your list. I love you guys. And again, if you just need ideas for self-care, check out my website. I'm going to have a fun, free informational list of the things that I like to do that are fun, that you can carve out of your day to help you put yourself on your list. You have to. I love you. You get to put yourself on the list this week. Do one thing. Do one thing for you, and then do it again the next day. And in that, consistency will create magic. Love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.